Good afternoon, everybody. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Vox Pop for this Tuesday, March 10th. I'm Alan Chartok. Wasn't Jessica wonderful just now on the news? Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to take questions this afternoon from reporters about her use of a private email account while she served as Secretary of State. Republicans are saying she avoided transparency and committed an ethical lapse. Could this spell the end of her shot at the White House? The media has painted her as the presumptive frontrunner for the Democrats ticket next year. But if not Hillary, then who? Okay. And she hasn't declared a run for the White House yet, but everyone is assuming she will and that she'd be at the top of the Democratic ticket. But recent revelations about her use of personal email while on the job as Secretary of State may prove to tarnish her reputation. She's due to address questions on the topic this afternoon. She's been mum on it till now. Could this spell ruin for her presumptive campaign? And if it does, who will pick up the mantle? We want to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We got four phones in use. That means one, and it's got your name on it. 1-800-348. That's it, folks. Just wait till somebody hangs up, and you'll get your chance. Okay, here we go. I love this. This is going to be a lot of fun. And just remember to be civil. Okay, let's go to Pat in Ballston Lake. Pat, you're on.
Hey, thanks, Alan, for having me.
Sure.
I think it's a little too early to put... I think we're putting the cart before the horse. This is Hillary Clinton. Let's remember who she was married to and still is. So she's held her own with other conflicts. And this is emails. I just think it's a tarnishing. It's a piece that she has a weakness on. She's going to address it today. And, of course, the Republicans, who have really nobody to run against her, are jumping on top of it.
Well, they've got Jeb. Jeb does very well in head-to-heads, according to the pollsters.
Jeb does well not against Hillary.
Yeah, against Hillary. He does. So, I mean...
I don't see him picking California. I don't see him picking New York. I don't see him picking Massachusetts. That's a problem for Jeb.
Okay, but wait one second now. This is very interesting, because I sort of agree with you, but let me just play the devil's advocate. Because you did have Benghazi, remember that? And sure enough, it turns out that Benghazi seems to be gone unless they can resurrect something from the emails and start that stuff all over again. To me, the idea that you would count her out now is correct on your part. But just remember what happened the last time when she got out there. She doesn't always think things through. Isn't that right?
I'm not saying that. No way. I've had the pleasure of meeting her. I've had the pleasure of seeing her in action. And I'll tell you right now, I got my money on Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I got to tell you, I've interviewed her a couple of times here and there on WMC, and she always had my number. She knew how to handle me.
She's a smart lady.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Bye.
Take care.
Okay, and to Myron in Milan. Okay, Myron, what do you got on your mind?
Thank you very much. This is Myron from Milan. Look, you know, let's not talk about this imperious, well-rehearsed woman of entitlement. Let's talk about the great Peter Zotos, who I will be campaign manager for.
Now who is that, Myron? Who is Peter Zotos?
I will tell you. He has international experience as a collector of international used stamps.
Okay, thank you, Myron. Okay, Myron, every once in a while, Myron pops up under one name or another. He annoys me, I'll be honest with you. Let's go to Olivia in Troy. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Olivia, you're on.
Hi there. I'm all the way for Elizabeth Warren. No Hillary. We don't need any more bloodthirsty folks with the, you know, secret society connections. Clinton was enough. The Bushes were enough. Elizabeth Warren.
Hey, Olivia, you got to turn off that radio. It's rule number one. Are you there? Olivia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Continue. You want Elizabeth Warren.
I want Elizabeth Warren. I think we've had enough of the Clintons and the Bushes. We need some fresh meat. I think Hillary is bloodthirsty. I think she's a warmonger. And I'm just not impressed, and I'd hate to see her in the White House.
So what do you think about Olivia? What do you think about Elizabeth Warren saying over and over and over again she's not going to run?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea. I just hope she does because,
okay.
you know.
Well, hope springs eternal. Right?
Yeah.
Hope springs eternal. However, here's what I think, for whatever it's worth, and that ain't much. If she might win some real primaries. If she got in against Hillary, she might win some primaries. But I don't know that she can win a general election in this country.
I don't know, but this country needs a lot of hope right now. We need some fresh change.
Okay,
so, hopefully.
Okay, Olivia, thank you so much for the good call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That leaves three free phones, folks. Somebody's sitting out there not doing what they need to do. This is Alan asking you to do it. Dave in the Berkshires. Okay, Dave in the Berkshires, you're on with an equally interesting idea.
Hey, Alan. I do think that this next election should go to a woman, but I'm kind of looking for a younger woman like Zephyr Teachout, somebody that can bring some new ideas and new spirit to Washington.
As the old saying goes, does she have a chicken's chance, or is it just I'll throw them a curveball time? What do you
Well,
think?
She definitely put up a good fight against Cuomo in the primary.
But she lost badly.
But not by much.
Oh no, by much. She lost by a lot. She didn't win up here. It's interesting because we had her on several times and around the WAMC listening area. For whatever reason, I'm not claiming that we had anything to do with it. She won most of those counties that we cover. But in New York City, Long Island, forget it.
Right. And, of course, there's Kirsten Gillibrand, but she's unlikely to run against Hillary. So.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So, Dave from the Berkshires, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, bye. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little problem here. We have four free phones out of five. I'm about to talk to David from Albany, and when he's done, I'm going to have to give you a monologue. So the number is 1-800-348-2551. All right, David in Albany, you're on.
Hi, I'm on a cell phone, so I just want to say the name, which the gentleman just stated. Even Emily's list is entertaining. The thought of Kirsten Gillibrand in case Hillary doesn't make it. So I'll just take your response and everybody else off the line since I can hear it better. Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. My response is Kirsten Gillibrand is not going to be the president of the United States. Okay, that's my response. And whatever is now, while the phones are, we got three free phones going up there. We'll go to Steve in Burlington. Okay, Steve, I bet I know who
you
you're looking for. Go ahead. You want to? You're going to recommend a former mayor of your city, right?
That's right. The great city of Burlington, Vermont, and
the great city of Burlington, Vermont, rises to nominate
Bernie Sanders.
You're supposed to do it the way they do it at the convention. The Honorable Bernie Sanders. Go ahead.
Right. He's got my vote. He's a grumpy old man. He's been in politics for a long time. And, you know, his message is all about working for the middle class. So I got to give him my leg up.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, I love Bernie, of course, and we have him on as much as we possibly can. But don't you think if he's a candidate, it's just more as a conscientious move? That's what he told me, you know, that somebody's got to do it.
I think he's got a great platform that he's working on. Yeah. And, you know, I think people are going to discount him as a socialist. But, I mean, hey, you know, I think the country could use a little bit of that right now.
Okay. Okay.
And I think he could definitely, like the previous caller mentioned, I think if him and Elizabeth Warren were on a shared ticket,
they'd get at least get at least 10% of the vote.
At least 10, maybe 12. But you know, I think the other thing too is he's come out and said he's not going to pull a Ralph Nader and split the vote. And I think you know, he would definitely help push Hillary to the left a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep. Bye. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. So keep calling because we need your calls. I'd love to talk to you. We're going to take a very, 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 very short break.
support comes from Fleury Lumber, Route 10, East Hampton, Massachusetts, providing information and advice for sprucing up current or adding new decks. From exotic hardwoods to composite decking, offering delivery, FleuryLumber.com. The United Way of the Greater Capital Region, Albany, New York. Live united, give, advocate, volunteer. UnitedWayGCR.org. Stagecoach Tavern, Route 41, Sheffield, Massachusetts, serving local seasonal fare Thursday through Sunday in a historic Stagecoach Inn. StagecoachTavern.net. Underground Railroad History Project, 14th Public History Conference, Breaking Free, Civil War, Emancipation, and Beyond. April 17th through 18th at Russell Sage College, Troy. April 19th at the Myers Residence in Albany, on Facebook. Saratoga Jewish Community Arts, 5th Annual Interfaith Program, Letters from Anne and Martin, Thursday, 7 p.m. at Skidmore Filene Auditorium, 518-584-8730. And Kingsway Community, Schenectady, New York, offering a continuum of care and services to area seniors since 1975, including memory care and more. Caring in the family tradition, 518-393-8800.
We're back. On the Vox Pop, and today's question is, okay, let's have some fun. Hey, listeners, fun. That's F-U-N. This is fun. Don't you get it? So we get a letter from Jamie who says, who cares at this point? We are so far from the presidential election, there is nothing now that will even be considered by the time election takes place. With all the problems we face locally, why are we talking about something that has nothing to do with our lives or the basis of our decisions by the time of the election? We can't even consider who may be relevant. Was Obama relevant at this point in 2008? And that is from Jamie. 1-800-323-9262. Fun. Let's go to Sarah in Schenectady. Sarah, you're on. Sarah.
Yes.
You're on.
Okay. I'm all for Hillary because she's a woman. A woman knows what has to be done, and she does it.
Okay. Now, let's assume for a second, Sarah, that Hillary, for some reason, pulls out, doesn't want to do it. Who you got?
I would have a little problem.
Well, you don't get a problem. You have to tell me right now or else.
Well, I would say it's certainly a Democrat that knows what he's doing.
Right. So who is that? Joe Biden? You like Joe Biden?
I do like Joe, but I'm not positive he's going to be picked at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming that Hillary's in, as we have said so many times. I'm assuming Hillary is in. Okay, Sarah from Schenectady, thank you very much for your words of wisdom. I appreciate them very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Lawrence in Western Massachusetts. Lawrence, it's you.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would love to see Dianne Feinstein run. I think she's... certainly experienced both in the foreign and domestic, very intelligent. She is a woman. I do agree with the previous caller. One problem I have with Hillary is she does seem to be a bit hawkish. So Dianne Feinstein, I think, would be a powerful candidate.
I'm going to ask you a straight question, Lawrence, because I don't know the answer. I really don't. But do you know how old she is?
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
People
are Googling all over the Northeast right now to find out. But that's interesting. She's a woman of great character, I agree with you, and who speaks her mind. And I think that's something people really, really like, somebody who speaks their mind. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So she's very good. Anything else?
I'd like to see Elizabeth Warren, but I'm not sure about... her leadership qualities, especially in a foreign forum. I certainly trust her integrity. She'd make a great vice. I don't know if we can have a two-woman ticket.
Hey, that'd be cool. Thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye. We'll go to Jeff in Pittsfield. Jeff, you're on. What do you got? Bring it.
Hey, how are you? I wanted to suggest, I'm not exactly too familiar with the entire pool of people that would be good to choose from, but the one person I thought of was Chuck Schumer.
How do you figure?
Well, I just remember one instance where he was being questioned about whether he supports Israel or not, and he made it very clear that he's a United States senator and not an Israeli senator. And I think that with the turmoil going on in the Middle East and how it can become a very slippery slope with involvement, it's important that somebody is firmly planted as a United States senator and not aligning himself prematurely with other countries that could lead to a conflict.
Well, Jeff, let me just say I'm a huge Chuck Schumer fan. And he comes around here and he has invented something called, every time he's here, called the Schumich. They send some people over to the, or somebody over to the, sandwich shop right next door, and they make them a Schumich. I don't know what's in it, but that's good enough for me. Do I think that he tends to, as I do, to be pro-Israeli? Yeah, I do. But I think he's wise to say that, you know, he's a senator from the United States. I agree with that.
Right.
Okay. So, thanks, Chuck.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We're on a roll now. We'll go to Ernesto in Postenkill. Okay, go.
Hi, Alan. Hey. I wanted to comment on something you just mentioned about the possibility if Hillary does not run. Look, stranger things have happened.
Well, absolutely. That's the whole thing.
I like her, but I personally think that this could certainly evolve into an issue of trust. And that's, I don't care if she broke the law or not, but I need someone to trust. And I know Elizabeth Warren isn't running, but I wonder how many people are not throwing their hat in the ring because they know Hillary is running. So here's your dream team, Elizabeth Warren and Deval Patrick.
Well, I'm a huge Deval Patrick fan.
I know you are.
And if I were Hillary, I would reach out to Deval. Because
yeah, that would be a dream team.
Because it would be great, because what you do is you bring in people who are non-traditional voters. That's exactly what got Obama over the top in many ways.
And so
it makes a great deal of sense.
Now, let me just play the devil's advocate. Do you think if Hillary did not run, do you think Cuomo would get in there?
Well, knowing his, sense of political ego, I would say he'd love to. There was a recent poll, maybe yesterday, which ranked all of the candidates, I think including him, and he got zero votes.
Not as popular. I know. I loved his father. Unfortunately, he's made some things, which I agree with, but I'm not sure he could carry too much. But Elizabeth Warren, Deval Patrick, there you go.
Well, one of the things that I'm so interested in here, I got to get some more quotes here. They're all lit up. But pardon me. One of the things that is so, fascinating is how little Americans know about anything. Right? Okay.
I agree.
Okay. So therefore, if you start with a name like Cuomo, you start with a huge advantage.
Yeah.
And he does. But that can only carry you so far. Okay, Ernesto, thank you so much for the great call.
Thank you.
Yep, bye. And we'll go to Tom in Albany. Tom in Albany, go! Tom in Albany. Tom in Albany going once. Tom in Albany going...
Morning, Alan.
Oh, you just made it, Tom in Albany. Go ahead, what do you got?
I just want to start, I am not a huge Hillary hater or anything like that, but my concern, I am just flabbergasted by the lack of outrage on this issue. From the very people who feel it's that we have no deserving privacy on any aspect of our lives, to think that the Secretary of State, who could be responsible for a world war, to not have everything that is channeled to her run through a government computer in this day and age is unbelievable. I mean, anyone who works in any corporation knows about these policies. And to think that you can just have a private email account as a Secretary of State, I just find it astounding.
Okay, now you made the point. So now let's keep going. Who do you got if Hillary doesn't do it?
On the Democratic side?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the way Elizabeth Warren was talking, because I think the greatest threat to the middle class in this country is the banks. The bank policy, the zero interest rate policy is what is going to drive the middle class right into the ocean.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Joe in Half Moon. Joe in Half Moon, go.
Good afternoon. I've been listening, and I concur with the young lady who called earlier about the fact I've got a few friends who, you know, are either foreign-born or travel a lot. And a lot of other countries, and I think you've even made the comment before, that, gee, are the only two people, the only two families in your country that can run for president, the Bushes and the Clintons? I am similarly over them. But we know that people in Oklahoma get the vote and places like that. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren are going to be, you know, painted as vast, liberal, terrible people. So I was wondering who you think would be a viable Democratic candidate that's not the same old, and could actually potentially get elected.
Well, I don't really know yet, Joe, because Roselle hasn't told me, but my wife. but let me just say that right now, out of the existing field, and I don't know them all yet, I like Joe Biden a lot. I've always liked him. They're a little afraid of him because they keep trying to cheap shot him. You know, he put his hand on somebody's shoulder. Give me a break, will you, please? Standing there in front of all of America, he puts his hand on some lady's shoulder in a benign way, and they say, ooh, sexist, isn't that terrible? It's crazy. I like him. I've always liked him.
The hypocrisy of that is the right wing trying to nail Mr. Biden on some of his faux pas in the media,
so-called
Mr. Bush made comedians have complete careers over his faux pas.
Yes, and by the way, I don't know that they're really faux pas when he says them. In fact, I think that they leap on everything, they change it around. I think, you know, look, we have a corporate-owned press here. When you're talking about the Murdochs and some of the other guys, what do you think you're going to get? Hey, Joe, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. You know, you can do this by email at voxpop@wamc.org. Says R. I'm curious as to why so many women say that they would support Hillary because she's a woman, but they are completely against Sarah Palin, who obviously is also a woman. Why not Sarah Palin if they want a woman? Well, because there are other criteria. But thank you for that. And then we have heard also by email, who cares? Oh, we did that one. Okay. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Susan from Redford. Susan, you're on. Susan. I'll try it again. Susan, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Is this Susan?
No, it is not. It is Andrew.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the conversation today that I think Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders would make a very fine candidate, even though they'd be the underdog. And I just think that the Bushes and the Clintons are, we've had enough of them and the dynasty, that, you know, we don't need, we're not England, we don't have a royal family. And we need somebody that has some new ideas, for sure.
So, Ted, are you willing to risk, if you have an Elizabeth Warren candidacy, are you willing to risk losing to the Republicans, so now that they have the Supreme Court, the Senate, the House, and the Senate and the House, and the presidency? Would you be willing to take that risk?
Yeah, I would. I would. I think it's time that we need to do some change, and I just don't think a dynasty is a good thing. And
or as they say in England, a dynasty.
Dynasty.
Right. Ted, thank you very much. I got the gist of what you're saying. Appreciate it very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Peter in Albany. Peter in Albany, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I think it's going to be Jeb versus Hillary.
Yep.
I think Republicans have to run Jeb. but electorally, he gives the best chance to counter the advantage the Democrats have in the Electoral College. Hillary is chasing away an already weak bench. I think Biden would love it if she says no. He would like to step in the void, but I don't think he's a viable candidate. I think with Hillary and Jeb in there, it's...
Yeah, but that's not the... Peter, that's not the question. Okay. The question is, okay, if she doesn't, who's next?
If she doesn't run, it's a fantasy, but Al Gore versus Jeb Bush.
Al Gore?
Yes, coming back from the hinterland, coming and beating a Bush again. Okay. Never going to happen. It's a fantasy. It's Hillary versus Jeb.
Okay, now, yeah. I agree with you. But that's not what this show is about. And
so,
Al Gore, you know, respectfully.
It's not going to happen. Joe Biden is hoping that Hillary doesn't get in, but he thinks he's got the inside track. And, Andrew Cuomo, it's not going to happen unless he runs the vice president first. He's got too much baggage.
Mm.
And they have a weak bench. Warren has already said she's not going to run. Maybe 2020, Deval Patrick will be a wonderful choice. But I see him being a vice president candidate in 2016.
Okay. Okay. Ted, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it a lot.
Bye.
Yep. Okay. So 1-800-348-2551. We'll go to P. No, we'll go to. We'll go to. I think I'm getting confused here, but that's not strange. Is this you, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got? Bring it.
Oh, good morning, Alan.
Yeah. Good morning.
Okay, I think that you're right about Joe Biden if Hillary doesn't run. But there's one thing I want to ask you about, Alan.
Yes.
About Cuomo, that I heard how wonderful he was about the fracking. Great. But then I heard on your station that Pennsylvania was dumping fracking waste in New York State. There's some kind of loophole. I never heard anything else about that.
Well,
did you know anything about that?
I don't, Ted, and I'm so sorry. You know, I can listen and then listen and listen, and something will slip by that I didn't hear. But would I be surprised that if people tried that? No, not at all.
I heard it's happening, that they're doing it.
Well, we'll check into it. We'll put our crack news team on it. Thank you very
much,
Ted.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Love your show.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go to Susan in Redford. Is that Susan?
Hi.
Is that you?
Yes, it is.
That's what they say. That's what they say in England when they answer the phone. They say, "Is that you?" Okay, go ahead.
Truly, okay. I've only been there once, and it was bliss. Yes, I called originally saying Hillary and Deval Patrick, but I love Joe. I love Joe. The first time I saw him, was it the Warren Commission before his brain cancer surgery? Was it that early?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden had brain cancer?
He had brain surgery very early on in his career. Well, he was a senator, at 30?
But did you know that it was cancerous or was it benign?
Yes. Uh-huh. I do believe it was, even a cancer that's benign is a cancer. At any rate, I've always watched him. I've always liked him a lot. I think he is underrated. I agree with you.
Well, I love the guy. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he's been an incredible vice president for...
He has. Not an easy job, you know.
No, and he's been marvelous. And I like the fact that he's personable and warm, and he's also very strong when he needs to be. People forget when they voted for that they were voting for the entire Republican Party.
Right.
And all they needed was that foot in the door, and it's taken us 6 years.
Boy, are you right, Susan. You are so right. It's not even funny, but we don't think like that in this country. We just don't think that way.
We're not even talking about just voting for Hillary or Joe or Deval Patrick. We're talking about keeping the entire Democratic Party in so that we remain economically healthy. There are other things that are rough. Some people don't like into the war and out of the war and back into the war and what up and down. And some people don't like the fact that Hillary had... I think that her husband probably had that private machine going on in the cellar, for his email for his Clinton initiative. and it was easy enough for her to just plug into it, and probably her daughter. And
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
think...
you know, Susan, who knows? But that's a good, interesting issue. But I have to take a break now. So, Susan from Redford, we thank you for your call and for your always interesting comments. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, bye. We'll take a short break, a couple of seconds, and then we'll be back to Pam and Paula and Willie and Richard and who knows who else.
Support comes from the Wild Center, Tupper Lake, New York, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5, where the wild world of the Adirondacks opens before your eyes. Wildcenter.org. Habitat Post and Beam, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, designing and manufacturing energy-efficient post and beam homes and additions throughout the Northeast since 1972. Postandbeam.com. Washington County Tourism, announcing Raptor Festival March 28th and 29th at Gallup Ridge Farm, live bird of prey programs, demonstrations, exhibits, guided walks, and more. WashingtonNYCounty.com. Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more. Where eyewear is an art, Facebook or VisionExcelEyeCare.com. And the Whistling Kettle, featuring Tea of the Month clubs, Tea Discovery, Wellness Tea, Herbal and Caffeine-Free Tea, and more. TheWhistlingKettle.com for catalog and online ordering.
We're back. We have heard from Elle, who said, can't help but notice how many people want to see a woman as a viable candidate, even if it isn't Hillary. I couldn't be more grateful to Secretary Clinton for that alone. Personally, I'd love to see Sherrod Brown, although he has said no. Would Deval Patrick run with him? And then from Paul, I've invented a new term for when Republicans get incensed over Democratic misdemeanors while forgetting their own felonies, and that is partis amnesia. Hillary's email issues paled besides the alleged destruction of a concealment of millions of vice presidential emails subpoenaed in the Valerie Plame case. That's a real crime, like the invasion of Iraq. And that's from Paul. And Jamie says, quite correctly, as usual, you are right. Joe Biden is the person the Republicans fear the most. They have to tear him down because they know he plays the best in all the places the Republicans feel the safest. And you know, Jamie, that is a brilliant statement on your part. Thank you so much for making it. We'll go to Pam. Okay, Pam, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I'd like to say that I'm waiting for the Republicans to tell me what law they're claiming Hillary Clinton has violated. They haven't told us what it is because it doesn't exist. Her use of, I've read in multiple sources that her use of personal email while she was the Secretary of State was the status quo, that all of the previous secretaries of state used personal email. I've also read in numerous sources, from numerous sources, that when she was asked for the emails, she was the only one of more than 30 government and former government officials to actually respond to the request and handed over 55,000 pages of emails.
Yeah, but Pam, to be fair,
go ahead.
And I'm a Hillary fan, you know, only after she got in trouble.
No, she didn't get in trouble. She was asked for.
Well, then everybody got angry, and I think there is a law now. I think what you're doing is
comparing. Wait a minute. Yeah. There's a law now.
Yeah.
Which was passed after
No. I don't think so.
That's what I read.
Okay, well, we read in different places, and I read the New York Times for whatever it's worth.
I read the New York Times and the BBC and Slate, and CNN.
Okay.
So I think, okay, I've made my point.
You made your point. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Let's go to Paula in Northampton. Okay, Paula, you're on.
Hi, Alan.
Hey,
it's
how you?
Paula.
Paula? How you're receiving WAMC today? Is it good, bad?
It's fantastic, and I can't tell you how happy we are.
Okay,
we've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that, Paula. Terrific. Okay, go.
So, Alan, I know you're not going to like what I have to say, but I am not a supporter of Elizabeth Warren or Patrick Deval, and I'm just so sad that everybody is so in each corner and boxing at each other and trying to figure out what's best for our country and to move forward. Everybody is so negative about every single person that's running, and it's very disheartening to me.
Okay.
I know you won't have a comeback, but...
Well, no, there's not a comeback. I mean, that's your comment.
All right.
And your comment is extraordinarily valuable. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Alan.
And let's go to a note from Mark, who says, I'd like to see Hillary, but I would also cross party lines and vote for Colin Powell. I think the greatest threat to the Democrats would be for the Republicans to persuade Colin Powell to run for president, and a Colin Powell Condoleezza Rice ticket would be very hard to beat. And from Paul, we did that one, and yeah, we did all of those. Okay, that's all good. Let's go to... That's right. Okay, let's go to Willie and Beacon. Okay, Willie and Beacon, you're on.
Hello, yes. My choice would be Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, an older dynasty, but she's a new voice, but I don't think she'd run right now.
Let me ask you a question, Willie, because I love her too, but have you ever heard her speak?
Well, I've also heard George Bush speak.
No, that won't do it. But have you heard Caroline Kennedy speak? She's not that good, you know. She might improve, but right now,
just like saying a voice from the future. Somebody who's got skills, and you can learn how to talk in the media. Actually, my first choice was none of the above, but that's too cynical.
No, that's too cynical, right? Because that wasn't the question. Well, Willie, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Willie from Beacon. That was Willie from Beacon. Now let's go to Richard in North Adams. Richard, go.
Yeah, I would go for John Kerry or Al Gore or Jerry Brown or anybody who can focus on the planet's environment and the planet's future.
Okay. I think you make a point. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it a lot.
Okay,
let's go to Lauren in Niskayuna, 1-800-348-2551. We're coming around the curve now. Get your calls in. Step right up. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hi. I just wanted to jump back to the discussion that was going on a few moments ago about political dynasties.
Sure.
And I'd just like to point out, I think we have it's a pretty fair assumption to say that we have a pretty liberal audience that's listening in. And I think there's a very big difference between the Bush dynasty and the Clinton dynasty. And coming out of 8 years of Obama, he was a relative newcomer to Washington. It was all, you know, he was a great speaker. He got everyone excited about hope and change. And he got to Washington, and it was just gridlock. And maybe we need a Hillary, someone who knows how to grease the wheels, somebody who is a political insider. Maybe we, I mean, because the worst thing that could happen now, I think, after 8 years of a Democratic president stuck in gridlock would be to get a Republican back in office, to get a Jeb Bush or someone like that, destroy climate change, the little progress we've made, destroy healthcare, the little progress we've made. I mean, maybe we just need someone who knows how to get things done back in there. And as someone who's I was very idealistic in my early 20s and my late 20s. I'm now in my early 30s, a little more cynical. And I think, you know, the Clintons, okay, they have their problems, but they're on the right side of the issues. And if they can get things done, then, I mean, Hillary 2016, all the way, man. That's
okay.
What I have to say.
Lauren, you made it. Thanks very much. Let's go to Peter in Great Barrington. Hello, neighbor. How are you?
Well, first of all, I think as a liberal, I find it really hard to vote for Hillary. I think that she's just concentrating on the money. That's how she's preparing for her campaign.
Let's assume she's not it. What do you got?
I say John Stewart. He's probably one of the most trusted, smart men around. Al Franken got in as a comedian. He's very smart, and he's looking for a job.
Well, okay. I think I agree with you that he's brilliant. He hasn't had any political experience yet, but people trust him. We all know that there was one poll which showed, I think, something like 50% of all the kids in America said they got all their news from John Stewart. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And he's probably the most trusted voice out there. Everyone else is so tired, both on the Republican and Democratic side. Although I do think that Elizabeth Warren could, you know, move to the right, like all the Republican hopefuls. Okay. And maybe that would have some traction.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much. We've heard from Michael, who says, Jim Wedd is evaluating a presidential campaign. He's had a distinguished military career, worked as an assistant secretary of defense under Reagan, has been a Democratic senator from Virginia. He's an intelligent and thoughtful person who could have appealed to both sides of the aisle. We will go to Shelby in Saratoga. Shelby, you're on.
Hi, Alan. I definitely think that if Hillary backs out of the race for 2016, that it's going to be Uncle Joe. I would really hope he'd pick a more, like, less-leaning VP, like Deval Patrick or Elizabeth Warren. But even then, I don't know if Uncle Joe could beat the Republicans.
I think he could, but it depends on the Republican, of course. Hey, Shelby.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he could beat Jeb Bush.
Okay, Shelby, thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep. Okay, let's go to Ed in Lake Worth, Florida. Really, Ed? Is that where you're calling from?
Hi. I sure am, and it's about 85 degrees here.
That's
not
fair.
Can't wait till I get back up north.
Yeah, it's not fair.
But I guess I'm calling because not only because Clinton's the same old, and, you know, all the email stuff, but she takes money from the likes of ExxonMobil and Chevron and the TransCanada outfit that's promoting that XL pipeline. During the run-up to the Iraq War, she did a listening tour all over the state, and people said, no, Hillary, we really don't want a war, and she went ahead and voted for it anyway. And we're seeing the fallout of that war today. So there's a lot of people out there better. It's just outrageous that they pick from the same, you know, putrid cesspool of candidates every time. So don't ask me who. Elizabeth would be better. Bernie would be better. John Stewart would be better.
But would they win?
Thousands of people that
would
be better.
Would they win?
Well,
and would you be worse
so
off?
Corrupt and, yeah, the... You know, who would win is a separate question. Yeah, maybe she'd win. I don't know. I sure wouldn't vote for
her. Well, yeah, but
the larger question is, why is the system so corrupt that we have to pick from these corrupt candidates that are just all insiders?
As Governor Ed, you're very brilliant. There's no question about it. But my question to you would be this. As Governor Andrew Cuomo once put it, it's only he could, it is what it is. So you got an existing system, you can't make another one. You got a question about Hillary versus Jeb, and that could well be your choice. What would you do?
I would totally vote for a Green Party or some sort of alternative.
So you don't
candidate.
Really care. In other words, you don't care what the political consequences might be, right?
Well, you know what? I'm actually a New York resident. I'm only down here.
I got it. I know who you are. Go ahead. Yeah.
In New York, it really doesn't matter who you vote for. So you might as well vote your conscience rather than for one of these tainted candidates.
Yeah.
Now, when Obama ran, I felt he was good enough that even though I voted green, I donated money to get the vote out for him in swing states like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's not an issue in New York.
Right.
If I were registered here in Florida, I might very well, you know, bite the bullet and vote for one of those jerks. But it sure seems outrageous that we don't change the system,
Ed,
really.
You're terrific. And thank you, Ed.
One more quick thing. If I was home, I would be going to SUNY New Paltz tonight to hear about the Solutions Project. We're going to have a very big thing in the lecture center around 7.
Yep.
And also the truth about what Alice Chandler did to SUNY New Paltz will also be exposed.
Well,
so people check that out.
I'm a big Alice Chandler fan. We're on different sides on that one. Thank you,
we
Ed.
Sure
I think,
are, but you could at least expose what she did.
She was the one who turned that place around. She turned it around. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in New Paltz. Bill in New Paltz, you're on.
Hey, how you doing? It's getting a little bit weird, I hear.
Which part? You mean about the president of New Paltz? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think the whole thing with Hillary and the email is a tempest in a teapot. It just shows how desperate the Republicans are. I don't think that there's anything there. They're trying to make something out of it. I think she will run. I don't think she's going to back out. But I really prefer Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's a square egg. He's a regular guy. I would love to see Joe square off against Congress. If there's somebody who's going to push back and who knows how to be a brawler, if that's what's necessary, and that is going to be what's necessary to get through some of the nut rolls in the Republican Congress, Joe's the man to do it.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let's go to Kevin in Hobart. Kevin, go.
Hi, how are you doing, Alan?
I'm good, but I'm frustrated because we only have a couple of seconds now. Go ahead.
All right. I would if I have to pick anybody, I'd say Governor Martin O'Malley. He's enough of an insider to get things done, but he's not so much of an insider that he's not a progressive.
What can you tell us about him? Because many of us don't know enough.
As governor of Maryland, he was a very efficient governor. I mean, he was able to keep deficits down, grow the economy, keep the unemployment rate fairly low. When he was mayor of Baltimore, he put in CityStat, which helped with efficiency across the board in governance. And he implemented a state version of that throughout Maryland, making it a model for government efficiency for the entire country that even Obama's recognized.
Okay, I wish we had more time, Kevin, but we don't. Yep. I appreciate your call. Appreciate
it. All right, thanks. Right. Bye.
Let's go to Pat in Ballston Spa. Pat, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering what you think about the idea of somebody from outside the political arena running.
Well, we already heard from, you know, John Stewart supporters.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm thinking some of these titans of industry in Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or one of these people within the tech field.
Well, Bezos is interesting, no question about it.
I feel as though they could really appease the kind of business sense of Republicans while still having a somewhat left-leaning policy, say, on education or the environment.
Fair enough. Pat, thank you very much. Let's go to Joan in Kingston. Joan, you're on. You got a minute. Go.
Yes. Hello. I pick Duval Patrick with a Joaquin Castro, the representative of Texas's 20th District.
Yeah. Yeah. And your reason for that is?
Well, I think they both are good men. We need another black president. We could use a Hispanic as vice president.
Well, you're certainly right about that, in my opinion, anyway. Joan, thank you very much for this very interesting call. You've come up with a creative idea. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. We're done. We are out of time. And I want to apologize to everyone who called in and was left on the line, of which I see 1, 2, 3, but their names aren't up there, so I can't name you. Support for the Vox Pop comes from Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, New York, Custom Exhibits, Interactive Displays, and Commercial Casework for trade shows, events, museums, and corporate interiors, empireexhibits.com. And the Honest Weight Food Co-op, located at 100 Watervliet Avenue in Albany, offering local and organic produce, groceries, specialty items, and prepared food. HonestWeight.coop. The New York State Bar Association's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, serving the public for over 30 years, 1-800-342-3661. And the Fort Hill Auto Body, Amherst, Massachusetts, locally owned and operated since 1997, providing auto body repair, detailing, painting, and glass replacement, a proud supporter of public radio, FortHillAutoBody.com. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WAMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Dan Goldstein, working very hard today. Our producers, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.